Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth, and welcome to the Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Leia.
Thanks, Emily. A quick episode today, if that's possible, as we've got a chat with next week's guest in about 10 minutes. Well, as we heard from Sophie a few weeks ago, congratulations also to Scarlett, Marlene and Holly from the Academy. They've been called up for that Roses selection camp in December. Best of luck with that. Nick Humphreys is back for 2021. Really great to see. She's gone through that ACL rehab as well. Thanks to Tom at Surrey Sports Park. And she can't wait for things to get started. Nick, how easy was it to come back?
Oh, yeah, it was a no-brainer. You know, I've loved being at Storm, like the moment I've been there. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just really excited to get going now and hopefully have a normal season come February. But, yeah, it's been so nice to be back in with the girls. Like, I've missed them.
How's it been mentally over the last couple of months for you?
Different. No. So, I mean, I was quite lucky because when we went into lockdown, I still had work to do, which kept me busy. I've just been training a bit more. It's given me a bit of a blessing in disguise, really. I mean, I was almost back playing when the season was called off, but it's given me a bit longer for my knee. So I'm really raring and ready to go now. Like, gave me that bit longer to just keep working it really hard. And I just can't wait to get going now. We actually did a little bit of match play in training, and yeah, I've just missed playing the game, and it just felt so good to be back on that court, like, pain-free.
Players up and down the country, all levels, would have had their own particular ways to keep fit, lifting bags of sugar up and down. So give us an idea of some of the things you've been doing, because gyms and fitness centres, they would have been closed.
Yeah, so I'm at my school, so I'm quite lucky, but they changed the locks to the gym. So, but what we did was,
on purpose.
I was gutted. So I was like, oh no, like, but what we did was, is we borrowed, luckily, some of the gym equipment. We were allowed to do so. So I had a couple of bits like to work with, which kept me ticking over, which I was very, very grateful for. So yeah, I just had a bit of a setup, like a bit of a home gym, kept me going. And I actually tried some 5K runs, which I actually hate.
Because wow.
I'm like more of a, I'd say more of an anaerobic athlete. Like, I like a tight, like a work to rest ratio to work with. I know I'd rather do like a 30 on 15 off rather than a constant run. So that was interesting. So I tried something new. I don't think I'll do that anytime soon. But yeah.
As a player, is it exciting trying to piece together the rest of the league and those opponents for season ahead?
Yeah, definitely. Like, so some of obviously clubs are releasing their announcements, and it's interesting to see who they're signing, especially like some youngsters, and seeing some fresh talent in the league, which would be really exciting to see.
Rhea is obviously off to Rhinos as well, and you'll be wishing her well because it's a massive opportunity for her.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I sent her a message the other day actually, and I'm just really pleased for her, you know, like, what an opportunity, new team. So hopefully she thrives.
You're not going to tell us the whole Storm team, and Mickey will tell me off, so what, I suppose, can we expect in 2021?
Mix of new faces, returning faces, but the it feels really good in training, like the atmosphere. I mean, I've loved it since I've come to Storm. It's just like you know where you stand, all the girls on the same page in terms of work. It's just a lovely place to be.
You know that Mickey's got your back as well?
Yeah, and you know where you stand with Mickey. Like, she's very upfront, and I think that's so important in sport, especially elite sport. You know, if you tell your athletes what to expect and where they sit, I think you just respond better as an athlete, because you know where you're at and you know what you're working towards, and you're both on the same page.
Everybody's hoping that by February the league might allow people back into the sports park and into the venues, and just having the fans there, it's going to make all the difference to games.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it would be really strange to have games without the fans there, because they're such a key part in the atmosphere and the environment, helping us win. You know, like, the Storm fans are genuinely incredible, and playing without them, I can't even imagine what that would be like. It would just be really strange. So yeah, I mean, hopefully we can get to that point where we can have the fans back.
How do you see this time between now and Feb then? Is it a nightmare couple of months, or is it more a really can't wait to get started?
I wouldn't say a nightmare. I think we're just happy and lucky, well, grateful to be back training together as a group. You know, like, no one else can train inside together, and we're lucky enough that we're at that level where we can, and training twice a week. And we've got a couple of pre-season friendlies booked in, which would be really exciting and put us in good stead for February.
You ready for 2021? We can't wait to see you out on court.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It can't come soon enough.
Well, Nick joins Mickey, Karen, Leah, Emma and Frankie to take some special Storm netball camps over the next couple of weeks. Chance to improve your skills. More information online at surreystormnetball.co.uk. And as we know by now, Rhea has joined Rhinos for next season, and she's been telling me about the decision to make that move to Leeds.
I've been there since sort of I can remember with my elite netball, and I've had so many great times there and made so many memories, really developed sort of my understanding of what elite netball is all about, and I'm really grateful for that, yeah.
I'd say it made you as a player. Would that be something that you'd agree with?
Yeah, in loads of ways, definitely. I think, obviously, most of my netball experiences have been there. So, yeah, I'd say that's definitely a true statement.
Any memories of particular games?
Loads, really. I think
one will do.
Probably the biggest one, even though it wasn't a win, it was our close 1-0 loss against Manchester Thunder in my last NPL game. I remember it quite clearly, and there's a picture that goes around quite a lot with all our supporters in the background when they thought I'd scored the goal on the buzzer, and I remember that moment like it was yesterday.
Moving into seniors as well, I mean, we could both list an entire squad of players that you've been fortunate to play alongside. Top of my head, Ziggy, Shadeen, Nada, many, many more. Kate Hughes. How about some of those names that have really made your time at Storm just that little bit special?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely those guys, to name a few. I think everyone that you get the opportunity to play with and against in training really does develop you as a player, and mentally, physically, even if it's just like a little high five or a bum tap or something to keep you going, or just a bit of roughing up in the circle. I think it really, really has helped to develop me to the player I am today.
How about a quick word on Mickey as a coach, and obviously that encouragement that she gives to individual players?
Oh yeah, if you asked her to, she'd do absolutely anything for you when you're one of her players, and that's something that I really appreciated about her amongst a lot of things as a coach. She'd always do extra sessions with me if I asked, like shooting sessions or anything like that, and she'd work hard with you in the gym. And
important.
Yeah.
Finally, just maybe a quick word about Storm fans and their support to you over those years.
Definitely. Storm fans are 100% one of the best fan bases in the league, and without a doubt, they've got me through a lot. Some tough games and been there for the wins and the losses. Travelling fans, the home fans, they'll always have a special place in my heart.
And thanks to Surrey Storm on Twitter, you would have seen that Felicitas is finally here. And we really can't wait to see what she can bring to the side next season. Thanks as always for your support. Get in touch. We're at Surrey Storm and a number 10 on Twitter.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.